Alan Skaya, you were at the Cotton Bowl yesterday during the total solar eclipse. You said you had one big regret from yesterday.
Yeah, is that everyone else was posting their selfies online of them looking up at the sky, and I just took pictures of the sky. Like, I didn't post any pictures of myself on there. It was kind of a letdown. Like, everyone could have seen me looking at the sky.
If there's not a picture of you doing something, it technically never happened.
That's right. Yeah. Like, I can't prove that I was the one who was there. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of people visited Texas over the weekend to be in the path of totality for Monday's solar eclipse.
When the corona came out, I just thought, wow, look at that. It was, I mean, I've seen pictures and that, but when I actually saw it for real life, I thought, yeah. Oh, that's what it is. That is the moment, you know.
City officials in the path of the eclipse urged residents ahead of time to make plans, avoid busy highways, and stock up on groceries, all due to that influx of people. So how'd it go? Today on Texas Wants to Know, we explore how eclipse viewing went in DFW and if the weather impacted the turnout. I'm Chris Blake, and to break down what else was going on while we were all staring at the sun, hopefully with our glasses on, I talked to KRLD's Alan Skaya, who was at Fair Park for an event, and Tila Grant of the Texas Department of Transportation about why the roads were so clear after the eclipse.
The atmosphere there was really electric, and I think everybody experienced that, where there was sort of that gasp among people who, like, I had never seen a full eclipse before. And everyone was surprised. It didn't just look like a cloudy day. It really did look like twilight. You know, it really did look like sunset. And until you start thinking about it, you don't realize those two, like, the lighting is different. Until you see it, you don't really know what to expect. And so there was a lot of like ooing and gasping. And even I saw a couple of the NASA people like hugging each other because they were just glad that we had that break in the clouds. Right then, because it was, the sun was sort of behind a dark gray cloud up until a couple minutes before. And then sure enough, like afterward, it went behind another cloud. But for the eclipse, man, it showed up right when it needed to.
So what was the mood like out at Fair Park leading up to it? Because this was not just a 4-minute event. This was a day long celebration, right?
Yeah, they had a big festival. They had a bunch of educational things. They had kids from several different schools from around the Fair Park area there. And so they got to talk to scientists. Neil deGrasse Tyson, even, he wasn't there physically. I think he was at a watch party in Vermont, but he dialed in and he did sort of a Q&A with the NASA folk there. They were even chanting, like, let's go sun, let's go sun. And so, yeah, like they had a real good way of keeping the energy up throughout the event.
You were out talking to a lot of people there as well. What were some of the furthest distances that people traveled?
I talked to one family from Detroit, Michigan, and they said they were worried about the cloud cover too. So when I talked to them, they said, you know, we thought about, should we drive over to Arkansas, or should we drive maybe down south to Waco? Maybe we can drive south of the clouds. But they said they were glad they stuck around, first because they did get a good look, but then also because this was the big event. Like, this was, yeah, where they could hear Neil deGrasse Tyson. They could hear from NASA scientists. That was an area where, and like, it was educational for the kids. She said, like, my kid didn't know he was learning. It's like, he just thought he was having a good time, but it's something that he's going to remember all this stuff.
What did organizers say about the turnout? Was it what they expected? Did the weather keep people from coming out? What was kind of the numbers like out there?
Yeah, so the weather, they say that the weather may have kind of held down a little bit. They said some people may have decided, you know, people who were locals, and they may have signed up for passes, they may have thought, you know, is it worth the drive to Fair Park, or should we just watch it from the house or watch it from our office? And so they say, like, that might have held down the crowd a little bit, but there were still a lot of people there. And the Cotton Bowl's under construction, too, so it's not as though they could have 100,000 people. They only had, I think, space for 30,000 people. But then they had hundreds of those students, too. They, like, the students got to sit on the field and kind of get up close and personal with everybody. And so I think that was a real hook for them, is they wanted to spark a kid's interest in science so that they would go home after the eclipse and keep asking questions.
Now, this is purely anecdotal from my standpoint, but our office is on Central Expressway. So we're sitting here looking out the window, expecting traffic to become an issue at some point outside of regular rush hour. And it never really happened. What was your experience like getting out of Fair Park?
Yeah, it wasn't as bad. You know, we were doing stories leading up to that. You know, we'd had the Dallas police chief on and the Dallas fire chief saying, listen, there's going to be all this traffic. We know there's everyone is going to want to see the eclipse. There's going to be all these watch parties. And so they said their focus was going to be on making sure the highway stayed clear and making sure that, because they still have emergencies they got to go to. So like, we need to make sure the roads to the hospitals stay clear. But yeah, you're right. Same deal as like getting out of the Fair Park yesterday. Even with those crowds, it wasn't like trying to leave on a busy day at the state fair. It was just sort of, yeah, there were people there, but it wasn't any worse than it would be on a normal day.
Do you think that the crowds at a lot of these events around the area were a little more lightly attended than anticipated? Or do you think people were just spread out in so many places that it didn't really bog down one particular highway?
I think it was that spread out more than people just said, you know what, I don't want to watch it, because everybody was very excited to see it. And so, yeah, I think everyone just maybe thought, you know what, maybe they were listening to the radio and they heard us warning you, hey, if you're going somewhere, don't. And all the, you know, the text stop message boards, too, were saying it's good, like traffic's going to be terrible. So maybe people did think, you know what, I can watch from home, or I can watch for, like you did, you know, I can watch from the top of the parking garage and get a good view. I don't have to go to a party. I can just watch from where I'm at.
All right. That just about does it. And we'll see what kind of technology there is for selfie taking in 300 years.
Boy, you know, that's one of the things, you know, so I talked to an education guy and he said, you know, the Wright brothers were 1903. And then 60 years later, we've already got people in space. And then 60 years after that, now we've got rovers on Mars. He said 60 years from now, like the kids who are watching this as children, imagine what they could do. You can't even imagine what they're going to do 60 years from now. So imagine the technology that they'll be using for selfie sticks in another 60 years.
Alan mentioned TxDOT's messaging. Something worked because there were no reports of major backups anywhere immediately following the eclipse. To figure out why, I talked to TxDOT spokesperson Tila Grant.
First of all, where were you during the eclipse?
So I was actually filming live on our Instagram page in downtown Garland. They had a viewer eclipse party in the downtown square.
And what'd you think?
It was really cool. Really, really cool. And everyone was really excited. And I think it definitely was probably even better than expected.
And one of the things yesterday that we were all looking at, KRLD is on Central Expressway. So we're all sitting here looking out the window, like, okay, when is the traffic going to start? Like, how bad is it going to get? And it seemingly never came except for the normal rush hour traffic that you would have on a Monday afternoon. So was that your guys' experience as well? And where were all the cars?
Yeah, many of us had some very similar experience too. We were like, you know, preparing everyone, telling everyone, you know, get ready, prepare yourselves, plan. And as we kind of looked around, we're like, wow, it's still moving. Traffic's still going pretty smoothly. And we'd like to probably like credit it towards, you know, the hard work our crews have done and that we've been doing, putting out the message about planning ahead and staying put wherever you're at. So that's what we'd like to say have happened, but you know, we're not exactly sure, but yeah, definitely seemed to be a little less traffic than expected for sure.
Do you think it was kind of a mix of factors? Maybe that messaging reached some people, maybe the weather kept some people in, and maybe some other things as well?
Yeah, definitely a combination of all of that. They do think people were planning and prepared because nobody likes to sit in traffic. So I'm thinking that a lot of people did have plans that day. You know, even from my view of the viewer eclipse thing, you know, it's in the middle of downtown. So there are all the restaurants and coffee shops and different things open. So people were kind of hanging out. It was a nice day. So kind of taking in some of that fresh air. And others just had safe viewing spots to be in. So they were in no rush.
I know a lot of this is anecdotal soon after the event. But also talking to people over the weekend, I had friends that said they felt like there were more cars on the roads Saturday and Sunday than there are typically. So that would indicate that there were some people that traveled here. What did you guys see over the weekend?
Yeah, we do believe that some people came here, but maybe not at the scale in which we were planning for. You know, we definitely like to be more prepared than not. So, you know, we definitely took all the steps and had our crews out and did all the things. But yeah, it did seem to be a few less. I had a couple friends myself come into town and stay with me and kind of check out the eclipse too. So we did see some traffic, yes, but maybe just not to the level in which we thought. Yeah.
what will you guys be able to learn from having this event? I know it's not something that happens all the time, so not necessarily something you have to plan for again, but what can you take away from it? When will you kind of have some of the hard numbers to be able to say, oh, this is what happened?
Yeah, we're hoping to be able to get some of those maybe by the end of the week or so. But I think what we just learned is, you know, how we're able to come together as a team, how all our crews were, you know, on standby and prepared, and how our messaging was well planned. And we tried to get it out there ahead of time with all of our signage and message boards and talking to the media. So I think it's just a testament to the work that we can do as a team to plan for bigger events that happen in our area.
I feel like the public doesn't always heed the messaging, but they seem to yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. And it might be something to do with the eclipse. You know, I've read some different things about how the eclipse is changing minds and energy and stuff. So it might be a thing like that. Maybe it's a new wave and people will listen a little better.
Good to know TxDOT will be ready when DFW is next in the path of totality for a solar eclipse on July 9th, 2317. I'm Chris Blake at News Radio 1080 KRLD in Dallas-Fort Worth. Thanks for joining me for Texas Wants to Know. If you like the show, please give us a rating and a review wherever you listen to podcasts. I wrote, produced, and edited this episode with editorial support from Cooper Mall and original music by Michael Eisenstein. Odyssey's managing producer for National News Podcasts is Myron Kaplan.